Dr. Javier, do you take the name? Clinic note on Kaylee Goolsby, K-A-Y-L-E, Goolsby, G-O-O-L-S-B-Y, birthday 9-26-09, dictation 12-7. Patient presents with history of nausea, some vomiting in the past several months, stating weight has decreased 8 pounds. They told me able to eat small portions, restricted diet, history of esophagophilic, esophagitis, EOE, triggered by foods and allergens, including Mohs and mildew. Review of symptoms. Weight loss, faint feeling, dizziness, decreased the past 4 months. Condition diagnosed in 8/11/2011. 16 month old. GI, pediatric GI doctor at Texas Children's, last seen in September. Her possible flare-up, told her she was okay with recent with labs without abnormality. Given her clomidine, Pepcid, 20 milligrams liquid to take after meals, with some benefit. States that she was on some trial medication for Crohn's disease. Started in September of 2020, took it for about a year with some help, but discontinued without additional medications now. Social history states she's in the sixth grade, homeschooling with a 23-year-old sister and 31-year-old brother, still in the household. Brother has moved back in with conflict with wife and children. States that they don't do well together with a lot of fighting. Upset with brother. Also complaints of with chronic occipital type, with chronic parietal, P-A-R-I-E-T-A-L type headaches, described as pressure sensation that she says she has almost constantly. Physical exam, general appearance, patient has no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, but to normal limits, neck suffered without masses, lungs filled, all stage position, heart rather than without murmurs or gallop, adding the salt without again in the ear tunas, bowel sounds not active, extremely skin and neurological, all within normal limits, patient had a UA and random glucose in the office, which was without abnormality. Patient had lab work done to check new blood laboratory screen. Advised to try Tylenol for headaches as she can't take NSAIDs. Recommend over-the-counter Gaviscon to take with and before meals, as well as Pepcid. Advised to follow up in next week, when I can see her again, to consider possible antidepressant, muscle relaxant, or any anxiety medication. Advised to avoid conflict with brother to try to work out any issues. Advised to find primary care doctors, such as pediatrician. But that we will follow her in the meantime and try to provide some primary care as well as we can. We follow up with GI, pediatric GI guy, not till February 23rd. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.